Mark, congratulations. At half time, I don't know really what was going through your mind. 1-3 to 2-6 down, and yet a second half performance that was for the ages.
Look, it's been going that way all year, hasn't it? And I said this, and you know, how do you fix it? I think we can't do that again. I mean, I think all the games are exhausted now, where you're allowed to get away with that at the very minimum, and it's a quarter final now, so it's knockout after this. So if you give any we're in top team territory now. So if you give any team a start like that again, I think we will we wouldn't make it to the end.
The difference seemed to start when you brought on Cuiva and Aoife, yet they were named to start. Why didn't they start?
Fitness test. They had to do a fitness test beforehand from medical advice. And even though they did pass the fitness test, we still decided to stick with what we had because we've trust in all our players. However, you know, there is a bit of experience that's needed there as well. And so when things just took a poor shape there, maybe for and it was through no fault of anyone that came off. There was fires to put out everywhere along the line, because they were getting overlaps all the way down the field. But I just felt that we needed to get one or two more experienced players on the field and then get them integrated by half time so that they could start the second half better.
What did you say to the girls at half time?
Didn't say much. You know, we just highlighted the obvious things. You know, they were getting runners down and they were getting ball into that kill zone way too easy. But we knew that all week. It's just we weren't working hard enough from our forwards, from the kickouts out down. So the girls fixed it themselves. They talked about it themselves, and you know, the communication was a lot better in the second half, and they were able to track players coming down through the lines, and we were able to turn them over. And once you fix that, I think that fixed it structurally all the way down the line, all the way back, and then we were able to get our forward game going. We actually did what Cork did in the first half. You know, the Cuiva Evans, Rosie and Rahleys, they were breaking lines and caught lynches and things like that. So it kind of worked out okay that way.
The Cork goalkeeper was going with short kickouts for the entirety of the game. And it seemed to take a while before Kerry started to push forward and maybe attack that and put her under pressure, because it worked in the second half.
Yeah, look, we knew that. And we did it in the first half down in Kilduff, Claude Duff, 6 weeks ago. It's just that they didn't apply themselves. That's very simply, and they know it, and there's no point hiding it. The forwards just didn't work hard enough in the first half. But once they worked hard in the second half, you could see the difference they made, and it was much harder for them to get the ball out and to get the ball down to the runners and get the ball into the forwards.
I know you put up a score of 5 goals and 7 points. They say goals win games. There were 10 wides left behind as well. Some of them were quite scorable, says he who's watching from the stand. I know that's easy for me to say, but that must be disappointing. Or is it disappointing that there were that many?
No, not at all. We encourage players to go for shots as much as they can. It's that's how you get your practice. Look at any stats in most games. Most teams are going to get anywhere from 8 to 12 wides. It's just practice, and just keep practicing on the training pitch.
Now you have a home quarter final, which is great. But you could have a Dublin, a Galway, or even an Armagh, the way things are shaping up. The Dublin Leitrim game was postponed today, so you're shaking your head. It doesn't really bother you?
Don't know. Yeah, I didn't know. But look, yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. You're in the knockout stage now. You're going to have to play them anyway if you get progress beyond this stage. So, you know, you might as well just play whoever's assigned you, and that's it.